Hey everyone, it's that time of the week again. It's time for Get to Know Night, the weekly show where you ask me questions and I answer it to the best of my ability. This week we have tons of questions as always, so I'm going to jump right into it. First one's from Melissa. She asks, have you ever seen Avatar The Last Airbender? Yeah, I have. I've probably watched the series the whole way through. 5 or 6 times at this point. I like it a lot more than Korra. But yeah, I've seen it. Thank you for the question. Anonymous asks, is that new video you uploaded on YouTube, I'm Your Superhero, a recent audio or not? I read in the comments you were doing it was from your Reddit account, but I don't remember hearing it. If you can make a series of these audios, I'd love to hear it. I think I will do a series of these audios. Yeah, it's from Reddit. It's an older audio from before. I was going through the old Soundgasm stuff, and I found it. And I was like, oh, this was a good one. So I figured I'd put it up for YouTube for the people who haven't heard it before. Anonymous asked, do you still have a neighbor that still has a small dog that barks a lot? I don't think they live around me anymore because I don't hear the dog anymore. Which, weirdly, I miss. But yeah, no, I don't think my neighbor still has, or I think they moved out. Anonymous, do you still have a big crush on Scarlett Johansson or any other famous people you might like? Yeah, I'm still pretty attracted to Scarlett Johansson. I can't think of any other crushes, but yeah, there's always gonna be a soft spot for Scarlett Johansson. Let's see. Cass asks, hey Kay, hope you're having a nice morning. Wondering, if you woke up tomorrow and had to spend 24 hours in a video game world, which one would you choose? Why would you choose it? And which one would it be? 24 hours in a video game world, what would it be? Which game? Maybe Animal Crossing? I'm trying to think of a game that doesn't have a lot of conflict. Because I don't want to be in a world full of conflict. Yeah, probably Animal Crossing. My other response was, was it Dead or Alive Volleyball? There's not a lot of conflict there. All right, Anonymous asks, are you a doctor? I am not a doctor. That's legally what I have to say. I'm not a doctor. No, I'm not a doctor, not a medical professional. Considered it for some time, but it is not the profession I ended up in. Another question basically along the same vein. Anonymous says, I just heard your anatomy audio. Did you study medicine? No, I did not. I did not study it. Very familiar with it, though. But no, it was never something I ended up doing. Melissa asks, hi, Knight. What have you been doing for fun during your free time in the pandemic? Do you play any instruments? Let's see. I don't play any instruments, although I did recently play the piano a bit. I don't play it well, but I was just, like, dabbling with it a bit. What have I been doing during my free time? A lot of work, a lot of recording, a lot of audios. That's been a lot of what I've been doing. And then, like, video games. I've been playing a lot of stuff on Steam. Yeah. I wish it was more interesting. Watching a lot of anime. Having a terrible sleep cycle. You know, that kind of stuff. Let's see. Anonymous, do you think you can make more not safe work audios with water sport? Yes, I do. I think I can. All right. Anonymous, do significant others usually buy things from your account without telling you? No, not traditionally. Usually they tell me. Yeah, so no, they inform me before they buy stuff on my accounts. Anonymous, when was the first age you got the internet? Oh man, I don't know. I feel like I was probably very young. I was really young, maybe like 5 or 6, perhaps. I think. Yeah, if I had to guess, it's hard to say because it feels like the internet's always been around. But no, yeah, probably 5 or 6. Anonymous, would you do audio reacting to Lana Del Rey's song "Young and Beautiful"? I love the song, even if it's older than some songs. I'm not sure if you've heard it or seen the music video, but I'd love it if you checked it out. I'm pretty familiar with it. It was in Great Gatsby. That song was played during Great Gatsby. I don't know if it was made for Great Gatsby or not, but I remember it in Great Gatsby. Yeah, I love that. I like that song. Anonymous, what color car do you have? It's gray. The most boring color you could have. Blah says, do you have or do you play scary games? If you do, play Five Nights at Freddy's. It's only $5 on Steam. Yeah, not really. I played Five Nights at Freddy before. I played Resident Evil. I played Silent Hill. I'm not a huge big like scary game person. I think it's the same reason I don't love scary movies right now. They either fall into two categories, jump scares or gore, and I think the scariest kind of things are suspense. Like there's a reason why Jaws scared a generation into going to the ocean. But you wouldn't really call Jaws a horror movie. Or like, Birds and Psycho. Like movies that are, I think suspense is much more terrifying than actual horror, because horror just boils down to gore and jump scares now, which is kind of a bummer. Anonymous says, do you get along with children? Yeah, I think I get along with kids. I'm trying to think of the last time I hung out with like a kid. I feel like young kids are really easy to get on with, but like teenagers want nothing to do with you. And then like after that they're basically adults and you can like have real conversations with them. But yeah, I get on with kids. Anonymous says, have you ever considered pregnancy with your significant other? Yeah, of course. Of course. Let's see. I remember you saying you had a potential gig with MTV that fell through. If it succeeded, please tell us what it had been about. It wasn't MTV, it was Adult Swim. Yeah. It was an Adult Swim show. I cannot get into it, sadly, though, for a bunch of legal reasons. But yeah. It'd been really cool. It'd been nice to write and show run for an Adult Swim show. But that didn't pan out, so. Do you still get financial support from your family? No, I do not. Sadly, I do not. I mean, they probably would if I needed it, but currently, no, I don't. BT asks, hey Kay, what are your thoughts on girls getting their nails done? And what's your favorite self-care ritual? What is your favorite self-care ritual that a girl does that you think is cute and attractive? I think getting your nails done is real cute. I think it's adorable. I'm all for it. Honestly, I think it's the best. I don't know. I think whatever makes them feel good, I think is really cute, because it's like, because they're always gonna be like happy and bright-eyed and like, and I think that's like, it's in and of itself is really cute. Let's see. Anonymous, AK, what do you think about twerking? Is it something you like watching? I think twerking is impressive, and I don't think there's anyone who doesn't enjoy a good twerk. Let's see. Anonymous, this will be the last question. Were you a straight A student in school? No. No, I wasn't. I wasn't a bad student, but I wasn't the best, sadly. I could have been a better student. I should have been a better student. But yeah, I wasn't a straight A student in school, not even a little bit. Anyway, that wraps it up for now. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and I'll see you all next week. Talk to you later.